Sometimes it's easy to recognize that I'm tense, or I'm stressed, or I'm tight, but I don't have time to lie down on my back and do a full lesson. And even though I want to tell myself to keep breathing, stay soft, it doesn't quite work, this mind over matter idea. That's when you need a concrete somatic strategy in order to bring yourself back to a place where the nervous system can calm down. So this little exercise is an opportunity for you to be able to calm your nervous system down no matter where you are, and no one will even know that you're doing it. It's called the bell hand because you're going to put your hand in a kind of little interesting position where when it's open, it kind of looks like a bell. So find a comfortable position. You could be either sitting or lying down, although ultimately, of course, you'll be able to do this anywhere. But for now, close your eyes and just feel like you're in a safe place. And then, choosing your dominant hand, could you very gently bring the thumb and other fingertips of that hand together until they just touch, as if you were going to smack your lips and say, "Mwah! What a delicious meal." So your fingertips and thumb are pressing, but they're not straining. They just touch and release, as if they're coming together to greet each other and then gently coming apart. Repeat this movement several times, bringing your thumb and fingers together to touch and then gently opening them. See if you can develop like a soft, pulsing rhythm. Now, as you're pulsing, see if you can turn your attention to your breathing. If you can't, if you can just focus on the pulsing, that's fine. But just notice whether you have been breathing and whether your breath is free. And are you breathing in the same rhythm as your hand pulse, or are the two able to be independent of each other without straining? So see if you can breathe in a normal rhythm and at the same time keep the hand pulsing freely. Each time you notice your hand getting tense or your breath becoming compromised, or you find that you're kind of doing them both at the same time, breath and hand, just pause, stop the movement, return to your breathing, try again. Now, the interesting thing about this lesson is that once you have mastered this relationship of your breath and your hand, you could do this anywhere to calm your nervous system down, right? Your hand can't do this pulsing when you're anxious. It'll start pulsing really fast or it'll stop completely and just be stuck together. So it's important to notice how that hand is doing it. And then what you can do is when you're nervous about something, let's say you have to do a presentation or you have to talk to someone you don't want to talk to, you just very gently pulse your hand back and forth and you'll see that it starts to ease your own anxiety about it. Maybe you have anxiety about driving, so you do a little bit of pulsing before that. I had a student one time who told me that she had a bladder condition and she was walking on the beach and all of a sudden felt like, uh-oh, and she began doing this pulsing of her hand all the way back to the place that she was staying, and she was just fine. So just remember that this pulsing can be there to support you no matter what you do, no matter where you are. You can do it invisibly sitting in your chair, and it will always support the relaxation of your body and a shifting of the organization of your nervous system.